听力课堂，听 class.com。
After months of wondering, the Irish people now know what the next 4 years are going to be as far as an austerity program here in Ireland. This is it, 138 pages of details of how the Irish government will cut spending and raise taxes. The idea is they need to bring down their massive budget deficit down to below 3% of GDP by 2014. Now there will be $20 billion worth of austerity in this country over the next 4 years. That includes cutting thousands of public sector jobs, also cutting the minimum wage by €1 an hour, also raising the value-added tax, that's the national sales tax. The goal, the Irish Prime Minister said, is to bring Ireland back to where it was just a few years ago.
And it's a time for us to pull together as a people. It's a time for us to confront this challenge and to do so in a united way. To do so in a way which ensures those who have most will make the most contribution. Those who have least will be protected to the greatest extent we possibly can, knowing that the size of the crisis means that no one can be sheltered from a contribution that has to be made towards national recovery.
Now, for this austerity program to work, the government has had to make some assumptions on growth over the next few years. Some economists say maybe they're a bit too rosy and they might have to go over their figures again next year. But I talked to the enterprise minister earlier on Wednesday, and he said, despite all this austerity, that Ireland is definitely open for business.
We would safeguard, in the middle of this recession, education, and we would safeguard our research and development. We're developing a smart economy. We are still appealing very much to the multinational companies, particularly in the USA. I'm only back from a visit to the USA where we visited 13 multinationals, and I would say 10 of them will be locating, either expanding business here or locating as new entities here over the next number of years.
What's next here in Ireland? Well, the government is still negotiating with the IMF for what we think will be an €85 billion investment from the IMF and the European Union. The money will go to the government here in Ireland. They can use that to help bring down their budget deficit, also to recapitalize the crippled banks. It's expected that a number of these banks will be all but nationalized in a few weeks' time. The government then also has to have next year's budget passed by a razor-thin majority in the parliament. This government is very unpopular, and it's expected that there will be a new government after an election early next year. So the government that's putting this program together may very likely not be the government that's going to have to push it through, push that pain through all of the Irish people. Jim Bolton, CNN, Dublin.